Ezra chapter 8. These are the leaders of their ancestors' families, and this is the genealogy of those who left Babylon with me during the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the descendants of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the descendants of David, Hattush. Of the descendants of Shechaniah, who was from the descendants of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him there were 150 males listed in his genealogy. Of the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Eliho-Enai, son of Zerahiah, and with him were 200 males. Of the descendants of Zetu, Ben-Jahaziel, and with him were 300 males. Of the descendants of Adon, Ebed, son of Jonathan, and with him were listed 50 males. Of the descendants of Elam, Jeshiah, son of Athaliah, and with him were listed 70 males. Of the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, son of Michael, and with him were listed 80 males. Of the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him were listed 218 males. Of the descendants of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josaphiah, and with him were listed 160 males. Of the descendants of Bebai, Zechariah, son of Bebai, and with him were listed 28 males. Of the descendants of Azgad, Johanan, son of Hakatan, and with him were listed 110 males. Those of the descendants of Adonikam came later. These were their names, Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them came 60 males. Of the descendants of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zachar, and with them were listed 70 males. I gathered the travelers at the canal that goes to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days. I examined the people and priests, but could not find any descendants of Levi there. So I sent for Eliezer, Ariel, Shemai, Elnathan, Jarib, and Elnathan, and Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, who were leaders, and for Jarib and Elnathan, who were teachers. Next I sent them to Iddo, the leader in Caesarea. I told them what to say to Iddo and his relatives, the temple servants living in Caesarea, that is, to send to us servants for the house of God. So they sent us by our God's good hand a man named Sherebiah, a prudent man. He was a descendant of Mali, son of Levi, son of Israel. He came with 18 sons and brothers. With him came Hashabiah. There also were Jeshiah, one of the descendants of Merari, with his brothers and their sons, 20 men in all. Of those assigned to serve in the temple, whom David and his officials gave to serve the Levites, 220 each of them assigned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast at the Ahava canal to humble ourselves before God, to seek a straight path from him for us, our little ones, and all our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for an army or horsemen to protect us against enemies along the way, since we had said to the king, "The hand of our God is on all who seek him for good, but his might and wrath are on all who forget him." So we fasted and sought God about this, and he heard our prayer. Next, I selected 12 men from the priestly officials, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers. I weighed out for them silver, gold, and the objects and offerings for the house of God that the king, his counselors and officials, and all Israel had freely offered. So I weighed into their hand 650 talents of silver, 100 talents of silver objects, 100 talents of gold, 20 gold bowls that were together valued at 1,000 derricks, and 2 well-polished bronze vessels as precious as gold. Then I said to them, "You are consecrated to Yahweh, and these objects also, and the silver and the gold, are a freewill offering to Yahweh, the God of your ancestors. Watch over them and keep them until you weigh them out before the priestly officials, Levites, and leaders of the ancestors' clans of Israel in Jerusalem in the rooms of the house of God." The priests and the Levites accepted the weighed silver, gold, and the objects in order to take them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. We went out from the Ahava Canal on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us. He protected us from the hand of the enemy and the ones who wished to ambush us along the road. So we entered Jerusalem and stayed there for 3 days. Then on the 4th day, the silver, gold, and objects were weighed out in the house of our God into the hand of Meremoth, son of Uriah, the priest. With him were Eleazar, son of Phinehas, Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Binui, the Levite. The number and weight of everything was determined. All the weight was written down at that time. The ones who came back from the captivity, the people of exile, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel. 12 bulls for all of Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 male goats as a sin offering. All were a burnt offering for Yahweh. Then they gave the king's decrees to the king's high officials and the governors in the province beyond the river, and they helped the people and the house of God.